Welcome to Women on the Line, a community radio national feminist current affairs program featuring the voices of women and gender diverse people, produced at 3CR Community Radio in Naarm, Melbourne, and broadcast on the Community Radio Network. I'm Cleese Hart.
For over 670 days, our government has responded with cowardice dressed as diplomacy. It has refused to take a principled stand. Australia has not sanctioned Israel.
Women on the Line acknowledges that this program is produced and presented on the stolen lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations and that their sovereignty was never ceded. We pay our respects to their elders past and present, as well as to the traditional owners of the land on which you're hearing us from. Today, we'll hear speeches from the Convergence on Canberra, which took place across the 20th to the 22nd of July to demand that the federal government impose sanctions on Israel in response to the state's ongoing genocide of Palestinians. More than 1,000 people from across so-called Australia gathered outside Parliament House to demand change, as well as participating in organising and planning workshops across the Convergence. To coincide with the Convergence, activists also blockaded the factory of Canberra-based weapons manufacturer EOS and protested at the lab facility of Northrop Grumman to demand that companies based on this continent stop exporting weapons and weapons parts to Israel. There were over 24 speakers across the weekend, and we'll open today's episode with Palestinian organiser Amal Nasser from the Palestine Action Group based on Gadigal land, who emceed the rally on the first day of the Convergence. This is Amal as she introduces the Welcome to Country by Ngambri Ngunnawal Wiradjuri woman Leah House.
Thank you, everyone. My name is Amal. I'm an organiser from Sydney, also known as Gadigal Land. I come here today as a member of Palestine Action Group to emcee the Convergence that is going on across the weekend. Convergence is organised by a coalition of people from across the nation. Our movement is made up from people of different walks of life, educators, healthcare workers, students, and people from all religions. We stand here today to demand that our government sanction Israel. Enough is enough. And every red line has been crossed in this genocidal campaign, which has taken hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. Before we begin, I'd like to pass it over to Leah, who'll be welcoming us to country.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Leah House. I'm a Ngambri Ngunnawal Wiradjuri woman, and I've got my grandfather here, Michael House. Our Nen. Matilda House couldn't make it today, but she sends her love for everyone, so we're here on behalf of Nen. We'd like to welcome everyone here to our ancestors' lands and pay our respects to our ancestors and our elders that we're blessed to follow in their footsteps. We still exist today as sovereign people because of the work that our elders have done. They've resisted generation after generation. I don't think these fellas up here thought that we would still be here resisting a couple hundred years later. But it's because of my elders and my grandfather that we are still able to show up and be proud as sovereign people and exist with our identity and not be absorbed into our colonizers' identity. So thank you for showing up today. You're always welcome. Mob always stand alongside the Palestinian resistance, regardless of the discourse that we're seeing in the media with narratives trying to be pushed with self-proclaimed leaders like Nova Peris or Marcia Langton. Shame on them. Shame. Welcome, everyone.
Just today, over 116 Palestinians were killed by the State of Israel. 40 Palestinians were killed while they were seeking aid. Israel has given Palestinians two choices: be starved or be killed trying to get food and water for your families. And just yesterday, Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, came out and said that Israel's actions are indefensible. And he said that he communicated this directly to Israel's president. But we say that these words are too little, too late, and enough is enough. We must sanction Israel now. The international community, including our own government, has not only tolerated the genocide in Gaza, but effectively normalized it over the past 2 years. They have normalized the daily massacres, and they have greenlit the death of every single Palestinian man, woman, and child. Our leaders' hands are stained with the blood of Palestinian children. We demand here immediate action to end all Australian support for Israel's genocidal assault. Silence is complicity with genocide, and normalization is slaughter, and it is the betrayal of humanity. We stand here while we continue to export F-35 parts directly to Israel. These are the bombs raining hell on the people of Gaza. At the same time, we have given and provided $900 million of military contracts to Israeli weapons manufacturer Elbit Systems. This is the same weapons company creating the bombs that are raining genocide on the people of Gaza. It is time that we uphold international law, and we call that Israel is sanctioned to the core, that Israel is isolated on the international stage. Because if you commit war crimes, if you commit genocide, if you violate every rule of war, the entire world must isolate you and stand on the side of humanity. But unfortunately, we see the opposite from our government. We see our governments nationally mobilizing to collectively punish us, the protesters, the people on the right side of history who are doing the honorable thing and standing against genocide. And instead, they say that we are too isolated of a country, that we are too small of a country to do anything meaningful. But the reality is, Australia is an international actor, and it can abide by international law by sanctioning Israel and sanctioning each and every corporation who is complicit in this genocide. Instead, we are finding ourselves for our international policy being dictated by the fascist, far-right American government, which has not just greenlit and funded this genocide, but commits its own war crimes in various countries across the global south. From Iraq to Iran to Afghanistan, America has committed more crimes than anyone else, and we should not be allowing their governments to dictate our foreign policy.
That was Rally MC Amal Nasser speaking on the first day of the Convergence on Canberra, with Leah House undertaking the Welcome to Country. Next, we'll hear from Jeanette Parker from Jews for Palestine, Western Australia, speaking on the same day.
First, I want to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the land on which we meet. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. And I want to acknowledge the links between the occupation and colonisation of Aboriginal land and the occupation and genocide of the indigenous peoples of the lands of Palestine. Both peoples have experienced mass cultural erasure, land theft and colonization, and the genocide continues. The two struggles are written in blood and great injustice. So today we come together from around the country in rage and in grief, both as witnesses and fierce and unstinting opponents to 22 months of deliberate mass murder. While we can name other genocides that have occurred since the Nazis' extermination of Jews, what is different here, I think, as others have observed today, is that we are seeing it on our screens every minute of every day. Seeing what Francesca Albanese described recently as one of the cruelest genocides in modern history. Jews for Palestine, Western Australia, recognise what is happening in Palestine today as the Holocaust of our time. Israel's final solution to erase the Palestinian people once and for all. We know the role that our government and other Western governments have played in enabling and actively facilitating this Holocaust. And of course, we have understood that our job is that of making demands on our own government, in particular, to sanction Israel, to condemn the actions of the Israeli state at every level. And our protests have been significant. Many have observed that 22 months in, the protests to sanction Israel and free Palestine are probably the most sustained we have seen since the Vietnam War. But our government, like those other governments supporting Israel at all costs, have ignored, obfuscated, and lied about their complicity. Furthermore, in a cynical attempt to deflect attention from their complicity in genocide, they have tried to smear those who support international law, human rights, and dignity as anti-Semitic. This, of course, has deep roots in the grotesque and morally bankrupt project of deflecting Western guilt about European anti-Semitism, about genocide in Europe, onto the Palestinians, even though they bear no responsibility for it. All in order to create a state whose purpose is to project Western and in particular US power in the Middle East. Jews of conscience around the world completely reject this exploitation of human suffering to justify yet more suffering. The governments of the US, Germany, and the UK, unsurprisingly, three significant contributors to Israel's genocide, have launched the most savage attacks on pro-Palestine protest. We've seen people kidnapped, bashed, imprisoned, and deported. We've seen Palestine action banned, as people have said, under the UK Terrorism Act, with those continuing to express their support risking jail sentences of up to 14 years. And you know what I find? What I find most bizarre? In Germany, one third of those arrested or deplatformed for anti-Semitic speech are themselves Jewish. That's right, Germany is specifically targeting Jewish supporters of Palestinian human rights, all in the name of combating anti-Semitism. This is dystopian madness. Anti-Zionist Jews have a special message for Germany. You don't atone for one genocide by supporting another one.
Women on the Line.
On community radio around so-called Australia, you're listening to Women on the Line. We're hearing speeches from the Convergence on Canberra, where from July 20 to 22nd, people from all over the continent came to protest outside Parliament and demand that Anthony Albanese and his government sanction Israel now. You're hearing part of a speech from Jeanette Parker from Jews for Palestine, Western Australia.
In this country, we've seen special police operations formed and protest laws created to monitor and investigate anti-Semitic acts. We've seen students disciplined. We've seen journalists sacked. We've seen politicians driven out of the Labor Party. While I don't want to make this about us, because our focus must absolutely be on the horror being faced by the people of Gaza and the West Bank, we know that the global campaign for peace and justice in Palestine is crucial. Just as it was crucial in ending the war in Vietnam, in bringing down apartheid in South Africa, and in freeing East Timor from Indonesian occupation. But right now, we are seeing the most dangerous, the most authoritarian attempt to silence us yet. Straight from Trump's playbook, we have Gillian Siegel's report to government that seeks to destroy... Ooh! Shame. Straight from Trump's playbook, we have Gillian Siegel's report to government that seeks to destroy our solidarity movement in every sphere. It would withdraw the funding of arts bodies and universities that don't comply with the IHRA definition. It would monitor, shape, and govern media narratives and school curriculums, give police ever more special powers in responding to newly defined anti-Semitic acts, regulate social media, and dictate immigration laws. The result would be censorship and surveillance of public institutions and the repression of expressions of solidarity with the Palestinian people. Of course, this has been coming for some time. And we have a classic example from Western Australia. You may have heard it. Students at the University of WA have been instructed that even if something constitutes an objective truth, it must not be spoken if it causes fear or discomfort to others. We are told that criticism of the Israeli state makes Jewish people feel uncomfortable and unsafe. Well, as Randa Abdel Fattah from Macquarie University has asked, since when do the victims of genocide have the responsibility to defer to and protect the feelings of those who enact, support and enable their genocide? It's not Jews that feel threatened by the Palestinian solidarity movement, but genocide supporters. Anti-Zionist Jews are committed to rescuing Jewish identity from fascist sociopaths like Netanyahu, who want to drag us to the gates of hell. Siegel's report insists that every policy, every practice in all spheres of public life be premised on the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism. And I think we all know how this definition has been used. It says to criticise Israel is to hate Jews. This completely ignores the ever more prominent voices of anti-Zionist Jews who say to be Jewish is not to be Zionist. To be Jewish is not to swear an unswerving allegiance to a colonial, settler, apartheid, militaristic ethno-state that commits mass murder in brazen and unapologetic fashion. That is happy to perpetuate the completely discredited lie, as Siegel has done, of 40 beheaded babies in the face of the murder, deliberate and targeted murder and injury of in excess of 50,000 children in Gaza. Was the lesson of the Nazi Holocaust not never again? And that meant never again for anyone. So as Australia and other Western governments dig in to support their most precious militarised colonial outpost in the Middle East, we say, we will bring you down. We will not allow this moment in history, this fight for humanity, to be used to silence dissent and to dismantle our rights. The Siegel Plan attacks us all, educators, students, journalists, protesters, immigrants, and so it must unite us all. At this moment in history, we must stand together to fight this with everything we've got. We call on the government to sack Special Envoy Gillian Siegel. And implement sanctions on Israel.
That was part of a speech by Jeanette Parker from Jews for Palestine, Western Australia, on the first day of the convergence on Canberra to demand that the federal government impose sanctions on Israel. To close today's episode, we'll hear from Hiba Farah, speaking at the convergence rally held on Tuesday, 22nd of July. Hiba is a Palestinian advocate with a legal background, an executive board member of the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network, chair of Friends of Palestine Western Australia, co-chair of Perth Mums for Palestine, and the former chair of the Palestine Community of Western Australia.
Marhaba, friends. I want to begin by acknowledging that we are all
gathered on the land of the Ngunnawal people, I pay my respect to their elders, past and present. This land has never been ceded, was, is, and will always be Aboriginal land. Friends, one day this will all be written in history books. The doctors tortured to death for refusing to abandon their patients. The journalists murdered for daring to speak the truth. The premature babies who cried their little lungs out alone, cold, and hungry in powerless incubators. The elderly killed as they fled their second Nakba. It will be written in history books that the most kind, most generous, most dignified people were left to die alone, bombed, starved, and buried beneath rubble while the world looked on. But history books won't stop there. It will list every complicit government which facilitated the genocide. Every single government that enabled it. Every single government that stayed silent too. For nearly 2 years, we've asked the same question again and again. Where is Australia? How can its shameful silence be anything but complicity? Where is Australia? Where is our so-called moral leadership as families are incinerated by airstrikes funded by Western powers? Where is Australia while an entire people are bombed and starved into submission? For over 670 days, our government has responded with cowardice dressed as diplomacy. It has refused to take a principled stand. Australia has not sanctioned Israel. It has abstained from critical UN votes. It continues to trade arms with a rogue occupying regime. And it continues to recognize the legitimacy of a state that is enacting genocide. This is not diplomacy. It is clear complicity. It is enabling. It is allowing. It is facilitating Gaza to be starved, maimed, and reduced to rubble. But the government is not louder than its people. And we are here to say enough. Hundreds of thousands of Australians have taken to the streets again and again, demanding justice and asking. If starving children is unacceptable, as the Prime Minister has said, then is bombing them acceptable? Is displacing them acceptable? Is torturing them in prisons acceptable? Is occupying their homes and land acceptable? And now, as we know more clearly than ever, is arming their killers acceptable? The child beneath the rubble calling out to a lifeless mother asks, is this acceptable? The mother digging through concrete with her bare hands to reach her baby's voice asks, is this acceptable? The father gunned down while searching for flour for his starving children asks, is this acceptable? Prime Minister, the horror does not stop at Gaza's borders. Words do not stop bombs. Condolences do not resurrect the dead. Silence will not wash the blood from our collective conscience. If deliberate starvation is the only red line the government is willing to acknowledge, then let's be clear. This is not leadership. It is a catastrophic moral collapse. every atrocity before this, the mass killing, the bombing of hospitals, the slaughter of children, should have been more than enough. To ignore them is not just cowardice, it's complicity. We appeal today to whatever remains of conscience within this parliament. Let the human in you overcome the politician. Every step we take in the streets, in our classrooms, in our unions, in our places of worship, chips away at their wall of indifference. We are living proof that the conscience of the world is still alive. And every step forward we take is a step toward Palestine's inevitable freedom. Because if history has taught us anything, it is that all injustices end and all oppressors fall.
That was Palestinian advocate Hiba Farah speaking on Tuesday 22nd of July at a rally as part of the Convergence on Canberra, held to demand that the federal government impose sanctions on Israel. Earlier in the program, you also heard from Amal Nasser, Leah House, and Jeanette Parker. And that's all for Women on the Line today. Women on the Line is a community radio national feminist current affairs program featuring the voices of women and gender diverse people. This program was produced in Naarm, Melbourne, with the amazing support of 3CR staff. A big thank you to them. Women on the Line is broadcast across so-called Australia on the Community Radio Network, and we greatly appreciate financial support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. We welcome your comments or thoughts on today's show, so send us an email to womenontheline@gmail.com or phone 3CR on 03 9419 8377. If you'd like more information about today's program or to listen to the show again, you can find what you need on the Women on the Line website, 3cr.org.au/womenontheline. The theme music for Women on the Line is by Ripley Kavara. I'm Cleese Hart. Hope you can tune in again next time.